BBC News with Jerry Smith. Turkey's state news agency says the army captured several Syrian villages on Sunday, on the first day of its ground offensive against the Kurdish militia group the YPG. It said troops met no resistance as they moved into the Afrin region. The YPG said it had repelled the Turkish advance in heavy fighting. Hundreds of thousands of US federal workers face a bleak start to the new working week after the Senate postponed voting on a measure to fund government services. The vote to end the federal shutdown in its third day is now expected at midday on Monday. A court in Vietnam has sentenced a former member of the Communist Party Politburo to 13 years in prison. It was the culmination of a high-profile corruption trial. Dinh La Thanh, who used to chair the state oil company, is the most senior Vietnamese politician to be convicted in decades. 20 other officials were also jailed. The US Vice President Mike Pence and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are holding talks in Jerusalem. The Palestinians are snubbing Mr. Pence's visits to the region because of President Trump's decision to recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The former leader of Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, has travelled to Denmark to take part in a conference in defiance of Spanish threats to again seek his arrest if he left Brussels. He fled to Belgium after Madrid ruled that an independence referendum in October had been illegal. Chinese authorities say an oil spill from a stricken Iranian tanker has trebled in size over the past 3 days. Three slicks now cover an area of 332 square kilometres. The Philippines' most active volcano, Mount Mayon, has erupted again, emitting a towering ash cloud. Last week, thousands of people were evacuated from the area after lava began slowly flowing from its crater. And those are the latest stories from BBC News.